The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Warm-hearted viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today on the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will be examining the uncivilized and inhumane activity of horse racing and steeplechase or jumps racing, which involves horses having to jump fences while running on a track. From beginning to end, the entire racing industry is a story of continual, appalling abuse of horses. Ward Young, spokesperson for the Australian non-profit organisation the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, is very knowledgeable about the practice of horse racing. He now brings us greater insight into the lives of the beautiful and noble beings who are forced to be a part of this so-called sport.
A lot of people think that racehorses are well treated, that they're treated like royalty. Unfortunately, this isn't the case. These horses are fed a diet, you know, to try and make them better performers. They're usually fed high protein and performance-enhancing foods, not foods that they would naturally eat in the wild. As a result, so many horses, approximately 80% of horses, have stomach ulcers from it. There's a number of other issues with, you know, the treatment of these animals, such as them being confined in their stalls. They're kept in stalls approximately 22 hours a day. They're usually only let out when they're racing or training or for a run in the morning or things like that. As a result, these horses that are on house arrest exhibit these symptoms of horses that are really, really distressed from living in these confined areas. They sway in their cages and they're really antisocial. It's just no place for horses.
The Coalition's latest initiative is seeking the immediate imposition of a ban on jumps racing in the state of Victoria, one of the last two states in Australia that still allows such events. Jumps racing is obviously a recipe for disaster. While competing, many horses become severely injured and are subsequently put down, and some even die on the track.
The horses that are put into jumps racing are usually horses that trainers and jockeys claim are unfit for flat racing or that can't make it. Basically, what they're doing is they're trying to milk as much money out of this horse that has an ending career. They know that this horse is not fit for racing, and they will continue to try and make as much money out of the horse as possible. They claim that it gives them a second chance at their racing career. It's no career. All it does is prolong their suffering, and a number of these horses die on the racetrack. What's worse is that there has been a large number of horses that die on the racetrack. In 2008, approximately 1 in 24 horses that raced died on the racetrack. But what's worse is that approximately 1 in 4 horses that race in jumps racing will sustain a really serious injury and simply disappear from racing. We predict that these horses have the fate of many racehorses, which is ending up at the knackery to be killed for pet food. We've got a list of horses that have just simply not reappeared after sustaining one of these really serious injuries, and we really doubt that they will still be alive. It's really sad for these horses that apparently get a second chance.
To get the innocent horses to run faster and thus win more money, these poor animals are often pumped full of performance-enhancing drugs, such as steroids, that can permanently damage their endocrine systems. Other types of drugs are administered to mask injuries, so that the horses are able to run even though they should rest and heal, thus putting them at risk for further, even more serious injuries. Many racehorses suffer from nosebleeds as their lungs rupture from the physical stresses of running extremely fast on hard grounds. These young horses are made to run at staggering speeds. To force them to go as fast as possible, the jockeys will whip the horses up to 30 times per race. These repeated, cruel beatings not only cause physical, but also psychological damage to these helpless animals.
The whip has been a controversial issue for a number of years now. Ever since the whip has existed, we know that in the 21st century, you cannot justify whipping or beating an animal. And recently, there were some changes by the racing industry where they introduced a padded whip. Unfortunately, again, we think this is a tactic to try and appease the outcry of the general public. No matter what you do, if you're whipping an animal, you are causing harm to that animal, so the whip must be abolished.
When we return, we will continue our discussion with Mr. Ward Young to find out more about the horrors our equine friends in the horse racing industry must endure. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Today, Mr. Ward Young, spokesperson for the non-profit organisation, the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, is explaining how these animals are being severely abused by the heartless industry of which they are a part. To maximise profits, racehorses are made to run starting at a mere 2 years of age, a time when their musculoskeletal structures have not yet matured. Running at speeds of up to 50 to 65 kilometers per hour on hard tracks and having to make sharp turns on still developing ankles that are not strong enough yet to withstand the intensity of racing is simply not acceptable.
Well, majority of them actually sustain really serious injuries that cause intense pain, and they have no way of living, so they're euthanized on the track. I believe there was one horse that actually died this year, and it broke its neck, and I believe died instantly, but was still convulsing and things like that. So, majority of them are put down. There was one horse in particular last year, Crying Storm, and it broke its two front legs, and that... The people on the racetrack actually held the horse standing on its two legs until the race went around again so that the public wouldn't, you know, see this distressed horse running about. It was really a terrible sight because this horse was standing upright on two broken legs until the race had finished, and then they euthanized it. It's really despicable.
Most who race horses are not willing to spend money to treat injured animals. These hurt equine friends, as well as the ones who do not win races, will be savagely killed, and their carcasses sold for meat and leather, with their bones used to make glue.
The horses in the slaughterhouses are absolutely petrified. They know that they're next in line and that they are going to be killed. The holding area that I witnessed was very poorly structured. You had a number of horses, approximately seven horses, and then they're just brought in one by one into the next compartment, which was a restraining cell, and then a shot in the head. So they could well see what happens to their friends as they're gradually brought in one by one. There was this one vision of this horse that stuck in my head, and I'll never forget it. He was standing there as the man was trying to point the gun at his head and get a clean shot, and he just refused to look into the barrel of the gun. He did everything that he could to try and turn his head away. He moved it to the right and he moved it to the left and just kept to-ing and fro-ing. And I thought it was just such a brave act for this animal to know it was moments from death and to try and extend his life by only a matter of seconds or minutes. It really does indicate how beautiful and intelligent these creatures are, and that we shouldn't just be discarding them for their next $200. These are such majestic creatures that know that the end is near and are trying to avoid it.
It is simply unconscionable to send horses, or any kind of animal for that matter, to these places of death.
It is a really cruel endpoint for animals. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody to ever see what's inside a slaughterhouse. It is just one of the most horrific places. I've seen where a lot of ex-race horses actually end up, and they end up with a bullet in their head and get cut up for pet meat. It's really, really disgusting. The smell that permeates a slaughterhouse is enough to turn anybody's stomach. You just see blood everywhere, limbs being thrown around, flesh, eyes. It's parts of an animal, anything that nobody ever wants to see. And for these animals, so many of them, between 12 and 18,000 in Australia every year, to have their lives ended that way, just as a commodity, is really, really upsetting.
Apart from their flesh being turned into meat, their skin is also violently ripped from their bodies and turned into leather. The utterly sickening process by which the leather is obtained is described next by Mr. Young.
It's really gruesome procedure that they do once they've cut the horses up and cut off their legs. They tear a big portion of the skin back from the neck and the head area and tie it to a chain, and then they restrain the dead horse or the carcass, and they drive a tractor, which is connected to this chain, away from the horse, and you actually see the tension between the skin and the horse as it gradually rips off the horse, and then there's just this release as the final bit of skin is just taken from the horse's carcass, and it's just left with this flesh and muscle. It's really sad to see what they're reduced to.
The power is within our hands to stop the horrendous activities that we have seen and heard about today. Firstly, please do not attend horse racing events or bet upon races. Please do not purchase leather or any meat products whatsoever. Secondly, write and call your local government officials and let them know we need to stop the racing and slaughter of horses immediately. You can inform your friends and family about the inherent cruelty of horse racing and killing as well. We would like to convey our appreciation to Mr. Ward Young and all members of the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, as well as those across the world who work every day to save the lives of our animal co-inhabitants. We would also like to thank all of our viewers for their compassion and concern for the animals. Together, we can stop animal cruelty. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, right after noteworthy news. May we cherish all of our animal friends and the blessings they bring to our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.